Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously on We'll Call 'Em Pals, Maple, George, and Poplar started getting up to no good, making trouble in another neighborhood. Caught in the middle of a professional and personal battle between two rival restaurateurs, the boys may have done more harm than good to the local townsfolk. Only time will tell. They also fought a giant beast from a well, met a scientist, and headed back to the playground for some fun in the Thunderdome. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I'm very excited to continue to play this game today. And returning to the table, I have Stefan.
Hello.
Connor.
Ahoy.
And Tim.
Oh, you know it's me.
They sure do. And they're reprising their roles as Poplar, George, and Maple. But before we do that, we're going to get to know each other a little bit better. And our question for today is, if you could have any famous singer sing at a party you're throwing, who would it be?
Tom Waits.
Okay.
Oh shit, was there more?
I was going to say it could also be a band or like any, you know, any sort of.
Oh, too late. When Tom Waits, I think it's a great answer.
All right, fantastic answer. Yeah.
That is a pretty good answer.
Living?
The question I guess didn't have those parameters, so no, it doesn't have to be, I suppose.
We got projection technology. You can go crazy, man.
Yeah, I saw Tupac on stage.
Hmm. I don't know. I think I'd go with like depends on what I'm throwing a party.
You're throwing the party.
And they're singing all night?
They're singing all night.
Anything I want, but it's them singing?
I mean, any of their songs.
Yeah, I would assume.
Oh, no, they have to sing their songs?
Yeah, those are the parameters.
See, I was going to say, like, because that's the question behind it, because I was going to say, like, I'd go with Frank Sinatra, because I would love to hear him sing, like, some Wu-Tang Clan or something fucking crazy, like some Snoop Dogg.
I thought.
Just be like, yeah.
Man, I thought you were going to be like, I want Donald Duck singing all of Frank Sinatra's music.
Donald Duck singing all. That would be fucking terrible.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I wish I could do a Donald Duck impression just to sing I Did It My Way.
You're
close. Yeah.
Hang on. I used to be able to do it.
Oh, pretty cool.
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way better than I could do.
Connor, how about you?
Oh man, I didn't think of a singer. I thought of a band. I would probably go with.
It could be a band.
Yeah, Frank Zappa. That'd be pretty cool to be at a Zappa performance, especially if it was at a private party that I was hosting. And his stuff gets pretty weird. So at some point, I'd be like, yo, just turn the weirdness up. We got to wrap it up. I'm done with these people.
Fucking solid. Yeah, I was thinking about the Wu-Tang once you said it too. But I've always wanted to have Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats play at a party. I feel like it would just be an overall very enjoyable experience for a lot of people.
Can I change mine?
Did you say Daniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats?
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
So totally Radcliffe. Different person?
It is not Harry Potter.
Okay.
Is it Radcliffe or is it Ratliff?
It might be Ratliff. I don't know. I'm really bad with all of those things. I figured if I just threw the whole name out there, like there's enough, you know, pieces.
Definitely close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's enough pieces that other people can put it together, do some of the work themselves.
So I would not want to hear Sinatra. Like, that's why I said, if he would sing other songs, I'd do Sinatra. But if I had to listen to one band play all night, it'd probably be Queen.
Okay. Yeah, it's a solid answer.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. And with that,
let's get into this game.
Woohoo! To the playground.
Okay. The playground has some special rules to it. It is an explorable zone like the other one. You can check it 3 times, either for items, for pals, or, yeah, that's it. Or, you know, I know you guys have this super duper special plan about a Thunderdome situation. So in that case, have some special rules for that. You can interact with anything here. And if you fail a roll, you may attract the attention of somebody else in the playground.
Oh, shit.
Probably that guy that lost his Jimmy.
All right, I'm going to use Ewok in the Thunderdome.
All right, so is that the first thing we're going for?
Yeah. I'm going to throw out the Crick Hopper.
Are you guys doing the lure plan as well?
Yes.
All right. So we have an Ewok, a Crick Hopper, and Connor, what are you?
I'm going to bring out the Seahorn.
And a Seahorn in the Thunderdome already.
Do you want me to just use my lure?
What does the lure do? Like, is it going to do what it says on there?
So I assume from what he said, like, we're allowed to investigate an area for like three rolls. This says you get 3 extra uses. So I'm assuming that would make it so that I would have 6 and then they would also still have the 3, or like maybe it would bring in 2 pals into the fucking Thunderdome. I have no idea.
Yeah. So basically with the lure, when you go in and check a place, remember, you roll 1d20. If you roll above a 10, you find an item or a pal. If you roll below, you're shit out of luck. So with the lure, in this situation, I guess I would let you each roll with advantage for your check for a pal, if that's what you're trying to do to attract it to the Thunderdome.
So I say we can use them one after another, then we'll see how we're doing. And we're going to play like we can each just roll once with advantage, and that's the 3 uses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. So climb the Thunderdome, throw our pals down in. Which one are you choosing?
Choosing the Seahorn.
Seahorn?
All right. Give me 2d20 rolls each.
It's an 11.
12. And a 2.
And an 11.
Got a 12 and a 13.
Okay, so everybody passes. All right, cool. So everybody give me another D20, and we'll find out what crawls into the Thunderdome.
15.
17.
8.
Either we just made, like, the worst plan ever, or this is going to be fun.
I mean, if it's a bunch of pals, and we can all attack a bunch of them, and then get a bunch of experience, and then go talk to...
Well, don't forget we have to... Nerd. Don't forget you have to catch one.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
She still didn't tell us her name. Or maybe she did.
Did she?
I don't think you guys ever asked.
We didn't ask.
We're
between Maple's stranger danger and
young adults
and telling her he wants candy.
All right. Coming into the Thunderdome, the first one to pop in is a level 6 skeeter flies in through the bars. It's looking pretty grossly engorged. It's definitely the largest skeeter that you guys have ever seen. From the ground floor also are 2 pals that you have not seen yet. They have black and pink speckled bodies. They're quite bulbous. They have 8 legs and 8 eyes, the nose of a pig, and the mandibles of a spider. And these are spiglets, and a level 6 and a level 4 spiglet have entered the Thunderdome as well.
Okay, my first reaction was like, we gotta kill them. They look like spiders. But then I heard the name, and now we gotta keep them. Because how awesome is spiglets?
Are they the size of pigs?
Smaller pigs, yes, but they're probably, if you were to lift them up, they're some of the heavier pals you've ever seen. Not as heavy as the Bradpole, but like maybe a good solid 80 pounds each. However, they're very, very quiet and very menacing looking.
Spiglets.
I got a 6 agility.
I have a 2.
I have a 9.
All right. The Ewok is going to go first, and then it is going to be the Seahorn, and then it will be a smattering of wild pals and Crick Hoppers and all that. Ewok, what you doing?
All right. Ewok starts stretching his flippered feet as he warms up to use a normal attack drop kick. Ooh, yeah. Got a 5, so plus my strength would be a 16.
Okay, and who are you looking to hit?
Oh, boy, I didn't think about that part. It was a mosquito... Or a pesquito, or the...
A skeeter.
A skeeter or a spiglet.
2 spiglets and a skeeter are on the field.
I'm going to go for the flying one.
Okay, the skeeter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you rolled hits.
Okay, so 1d6 damage. So I got a 2.
And this is a normal attack over a bug type, so that does double damage.
Awesome.
So you actually do 4. Seahorn.
The Seahorn is going to use a horn smash at the Skeeter. That's a 11.
Yeah, that definitely hits the Skeeter.
All right, and with my normal type horn smash, we got a 3 for damage.
So that doubles and does 6, and you, with your horn smash, knock the Skeeter out of the air and onto the ground, and it has been defeated.
Take that.
Everybody gain 8 XP, leaving just 2 Spiglets in the field.
Wow, my Crickhopper leveled up.
That was sick.
Nice.
I just figured I'd mention that.
I'm going to level up in 6 experience, so let's smash a Spiglet.
Solid. All right. Your Crickhopper and one of the Spiglets has a tied agility, so just give me a roll of a d20.
8.
No shit. I rolled a 9. One of the Spiglets is going to go first.
His agility just went up.
No, I know.
Oh. Okay.
That's why we tied.
Oh, that's why the
tie. It was 2 before.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's what it says on the paper, so.
Yeah.
All right, the first Spiglet is going to attack your Crickhopper. Does a 9 hit?
Yes.
Oh, wait. It's a special attack, actually. So, agility does a 7.
Yes.
All right. It spins a disgusting, goopy pink web out of its rear end and just completely covers the Crickhopper. The Crickhopper is going to lose its next turn, and the next damage you take is going to be 2 times damage.
Ooh. That's heavy.
It's a spider against a bug. I'm not surprised.
Then the second Spiglet is going to go, and it is going to target the Seahorn and is going to try to attack. Does a 9 hit?
No, my defense is a 10.
Okay. For its turn, it covers itself in a bunch of leaves and disappears under the ground cover. However, it is not going to hit when it comes back out. And then we're back to the Ewok's turn.
All right. I'm going to swing at one of the Spiglets. Do I notice that one of them has already been hit?
Neither has taken damage.
Neither has taken damage. Okay.
And one's hiding in a hole.
And one's hiding in a hole. So all right. I only see one.
I'm going for that one then. And I am going to go with my special attack. So seeing the spider create a trap, Ewok starts digging a pit and uses the move Pitfall, which reduces the target's attributes, all of them. Oh, shoot. Okay, it's a special attack, so that would be my agility, which is 9 plus 1d6, which is 3. So 12 against your strength?
Yes, that would definitely hit.
Oh, nice.
All right, so you reduce all of that Spiglet's attributes by 1, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Seahorn's turn.
And this Seahorn is going to drive its Seahorn with a horn smash right into that Spiglet. 11?
That hits, yeah.
Ooh, a 1 for normal damage.
Okay. All right, the Spiglet that is still visible leaps out to hit the Crickhopper, does a 6 beat your defense.
Uh-huh.
It attacks with Poison Strike, so it's 1d6 damage. So you're going to take 3.
So 6?
Yep. So you're going to take 6 total, and you're going to decrease your strength temporarily by 2.
Holy.
The second Spiglet leaps from its ground cover at the Seahorn. However, it misses its attack. And we're back to Ewok.
All right. Ewok is going to...
Your turn got skipped because you missed your next turn. Oh, no, you should go.
Yeah, I should have one before him, right?
Sorry.
Because that was last turn and then the double damage.
Yes.
So I should have one, right?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. You do.
No worries.
So it is the Crickhopper's turn.
Yeah. I'm probably not even going to hit. Oh, 9.
9 hits, yeah.
Cool. Come on, Crickhopper, do something.
1.
Okay.
Normal damage.
Right on.
Yay, my Crickhopper got an attack.
This is actually a plant and bug type, and so it gets hit for double damage. So it took 2 damage. Now it's the Ewok's turn.
All right, so I can't battle and use a PAL trap, correct?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to throw a PAL trap at the lower, the one that looks weaker there that we've been kind of picking at.
Go for the level 6.
Wait, this would be our 10th PAL.
Yeah, I'll go for the level 6.
Okay.
16.
All right. You throw your PAL trap and it bops the spiglet on the head and all 8 of its eyes look up before it turns into light, lands in the PAL trap, which hits the ground. It bounces 3 times and then it settles.
I'm your new dad. Dad.
That's your 4th PAL though?
Yes. So at that point, Maple is going to do what he knows is the right thing to do, which is to just casually set the rock pet that he has somewhere near a pile of rocks so that it's discreet.
You're not letting it free, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to let it. I know.
All right. We'll let you resolve that in a minute because there is still some fighting happening here. So, Seahorn, it is your turn. We'll unpack the rock
thing. Should I try and catch the other one? I got some weak ass pals over here.
This one has not been hit yet.
So I'd get him in good condition.
Mint, yes.
Yeah, sure. I'll throw a PAL trap at him.
All right, let's see it.
No, that's a 6.
The PAL trap hits the spiglet and it turns to light, but only for a moment. And when it hits the ground, the spiglet pops back up. Oinks. In anger, and then its mandibles chitter together.
Should have smacked him up more.
And then, actually, it's the spiglet's turn.
Did you say I was poisoned for 2 turns?
Just 1. The spiglet begins to exude some more of the sticky web from its back end and does a 14 beat the Ewok's strength?
Yes.
All right. You are covered in this sticky web-like substance, and the Ewok's agility is going to decrease by 1/2, rounding down.
Wow, that's wild. Not cool.
This is only temporary, though, just remember. So as soon as you're out of this battle, it'll return back to regular. And now it's the Crick Hopper's turn.
So poison wears off, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just going to do the pinch attack. That's a 6.
Yeah, that beats the Spiglet's defense.
Those things are weak. Tim just got one. 2 normal.
2 normal?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's actually going to do 4.
But its poison ability seems pretty awesome.
That web sling ability seemed pretty freaking annoying.
We're back to the Ewok's turn.
Okay. I'm going to throw another PAL cube there. PAL trap.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 4.
Unfortunately, your PAL trap hits it, barely turns it into light before the thing materializes again on the ground. Seahorn.
What do you think, guys? Should I just try and destroy this one?
It's up to you.
Or do you want to lend me a trap, Maple?
Oh, I definitely have a trap for you.
We're going to try once more.
Okay.
Oh,
that was the 17 before it flipped back over to that 7.
That hurt to watch.
Is that your last collective PAL trap?
No.
No.
I still have one.
All right. The PAL trap captures the spiglet and it hits the ground. And after 2 shakes, the spiglet breaks free, destroying the trap.
Oh, what a monster.
It's the spiglet's turn, actually.
I hope it gets 1 and kills itself.
Oh, I'm just going to attack it again. Oh, yeah, it gets a 1 and kills itself.
That's actually a 20 for a special attack against the Seahorn.
Oof.
Damn. Does that special attack?
Yeah, does that beat your strength?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It shoots a big globby piece of web at your Seahorn, completely covering it, and you are going to lose your next turn, and then next damage you take is going to be times 2. If you take damage before your next turn, though, you won't miss it. So there's that.
Is this real Thunderdome? Because if there can only be 1, I'm going after George.
Well, I think it's just in the idea of pal v pal. I don't think we're going after each other.
Oh! Okay, thank you for clarifying that, because otherwise I was going to go after George, because there can only be 1.
In reality, I would say that your Crockhopper is probably not the one.
He's, like, half defense and fucking double damage.
But we're the 3 brothers that, you know, are adults now, so we're not attacking each other.
I mean, families do fight.
Yeah, in the Thunderdome, but not... But
this is the Thunderdome! There can only be one!
One next to one more.
Oh, so we just have to win.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our...
This is more of about the whole family thing. This is about capture versus the world.
Oh, but, yeah, because you guys have the same last name as me. I forgot about
that. Yeah, actually, for this season, yeah. it would be Pow World, Capture the World, as the subtitle to the season.
Wouldn't it be like Capture the Palmon? Capture the pals in the world, the pal world.
Capture the pals in the world of
captures in the pals of the world of captures. What?
Captures versus the pals.
All right, I'm just going to attack the...
Yeah, the wild spiglet's just like kind of looking around at the three of you guys now, not doing nothing.
I'm going to attack.
Okay.
Seven to hit.
Seven hits?
Four damage.
Mm.
Well, no, not four max, just four overall.
He rolled
a two. I rolled a two.
Okay.
Because it's using that pinch attack. Because that's the only thing that it can do to fucking do damage.
All right. Trainer Maple.
I see my moment and I take it. I throw.
Okay.
A pal trap.
Let's see it.
I thought he was going to attack you.
This time
I see my moment and I take
Lucky
it.
Lucky 13.
Lightning.
13.
The pal trap hits and the spiglet kind of curls up a little before turning into light. And then it goes into the box. And the box hits the ground and shakes once, then twice, then a third time before it settles. And the spiglet is yours.
Captures take over the world.
Here we go.
We win Thunderdome!
So everybody takes 18 more experience on top of all that.
All right. Here are all three pal traps that I used.
We have 10 pals now, though, right?
11, I believe.
Even with you releasing your rock?
Oh, that would be 10.
That levels up the Seahorn to level 6.
My Ewok just went up to level 7.
Damn, that's awesome.
I just have to figure out how all the math works because I keep losing. I'm not looking at the right chart, that's why.
Two overall plus one each, right?
Two health and then plus one to one of these.
Oh, it's only to one?
Oh no, I don't level up again. I forgot that the original 40 is spent, so I have to cross it out and start over. So I am actually at
18 plus.
Or we could say that you didn't use the bucket of chicken until I...
Oh, right. I used the bucket of chicken. I didn't use my points. So I just used my points now.
The points you had on the creature before.
Right. The points that I had previously. So far, I only used the bucket of chicken to level up from 5 to 6. So that's just automatic. That doesn't get rid of my experience, right?
We did have a conversation about this, but that would... Using the bucket of chicken on the pal.
Yeah.
Puts it back to zero from where it was, so it does erase progress.
So what he's Fuck, so what he's saying I is shouldn't have he, used he didn't feed the chicken.
I will allow you to not use it yet if you want, unless it's changed the past fight.
Probably didn't.
No, it wouldn't really have. No,
like your pal wouldn't have gone unconscious.
Yeah, no, my agility didn't really change or anything. Everything was pretty normal. So, yeah, no, it wouldn't have made any difference. Even the HP, I didn't actually get any damage, so it wouldn't change any of the statistics there.
Okay, so if anybody else wants to do the same thing, I will allow that as well.
I'm sorry. I heard when you said that when it levels up, when you use your points, they're all gone, but I didn't understand it was going with the chicken bucket.
That's all right, my man.
Yeah, I'm going to use my chicken bucket now after I leveled up the Seahorn. I still have 12 extra XP, but I can sacrifice those for the quick level up.
So I didn't read the instructions super properly when it came to leveling up. I thought it was one across the board for all the attributes. It's one picked attribute.
Super juiced one of your pals.
Yeah, my squirrel was like super juiced, and I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, this thing's got like 10 defense, 10 attack,
I'm killing
10 agility. Can't wait. And then it's like, nope, you misread your instructions.
It's that parenthesis there.
Yeah.
Valuable. Level ups, our moves reset too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Everything resets when you level up. So what's your Seahorn at now?
Level 7 with 19 health, 9 strength, 10 defense, and 7 agility.
All right. Sick. I feel like you hate your turducken, like with a passion, man.
No, I use it for specials. It's most like that's like a support creature. So like I remember I used it for the log thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be a nice one for inside of the gym. That's going to be like my first pullout for the gym.
You do have two more things you can do here in the playground.
It's on you too, because I did mine. If you want to consider it like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm down with that.
Unless we're continuing a Thunderdome excursion, and then I guess we're all going to roll at the same time.
I mean, I felt like that would be the thing to do again. Just
grind all out. Just grind an XP.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah. I want to get, I want to see if Ewok has a second level.
Okay.
Lure.
All right.
And then we're going to look for some fights.
Thunderdome.
2.
16.
6.
So you used a lure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So roll twice and we'll take the highest.
20.
Do I need to roll again for 16?
Oh, you got a 16. I thought you rolled a 6.
Nat 20.
16. Nat 20.
2 20s.
2 nat 20s and a 16.
Dude, we don't have any fucking traps.
You have to fight humans. No. You rolled too good.
It's the guy that left the gym. He's going to come out of the playground.
Hey, what are you kids doing over there?
We're not kids.
It's the captures versus homeless man. I got these new little rubber punching hands here, and I'm going to slap you in the face for both of them, you see.
All right, because two of you rolled 20s, I'm going to ask, do you want three creatures to come out that are all similarly leveled, or do you want two creatures to come out that will be higher level?
Yeah, just roll a dice. Just roll a dice.
5.
I got a 6.
So that means higher level creatures. I interpret their dice rolls.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
I like it this way. Just see what happens. Oh, and then just so the listeners are aware, as I obviously now have 5 of these pals, the rock pet is going to go back to the pal center storage, as well as the lowest level of the spiglets, which is a level 4.
You're not letting your rock pet free?
And we don't have time. We're in the middle of a battle. Besides, I don't want to catch him again since we're throwing lures.
That would be funny.
Its agility is 3. I mean, it's a rock.
My Crickhopper's agility is 3.
And why you keep using it?
I used it to level it up, and now I'm probably not going to use it again for a while.
Let me put it in a different light. My Loglet is agility 12, strength 12, defense 12, HP 30. Level 10, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, your Loglet's a level 10, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, when I get to level 10, I'm not having 30 HP.
So, I'm going to say this. I think you jacked up on your Bucket O' Chicken, because you already had a level 10 fucking pal, and if you would have Bucket O' Chickened it, it would have gone to form 2.
No, that's one. From level 9 to level 10. This already is a level 10 in form 2, the Loglet. The Loglet is the evolved form, excuse me. The level up form of Leaflet.
Did we ever fight a Leaflet?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think somewhere around zone 1 or 2. It was right in the beginning of the zones.
I don't remember.
Areas.
God, I keep using the wrong fucking words. It's hard to remember.
Isn't the English language fun?
Isn't trying to stay in a copyright free zone fun? It's more, we're just trying to be very respectful of everyone's intellectual rights.
Making their way into the Thunderdome, a Loglet actually rolls itself one end over the other and slides in, and it is a level 10. And then, leaping gracefully through the bars, is a level 8 Bubcat.
I don't know what that is, but we need that.
Oh, the Bubcat. Have you guys not seen one before?
I think we have seen the cat before once, like a trainer had it, maybe. I don't know if we've seen a wild one.
It is a black and white cat. It has a very menacing look on its face. Its teeth are very pointy, and it is wearing a sparkly wizard's hat.
Yes, because I wanted to steal the hat. We have seen one of these before.
All right, let's go down. Who's got the highest agility? The Loglet has 11.
I have 7.
I'm using the Buzz Eel, and the Buzz Eel has 4.
I'm using the Ewok, who has 9.
Okay, so the Loglet is going to go first.
I just realized I wrote... I had gained 18 experience in my Loglet. Instead of writing plus 18 experience, I wrote experience 18 plus. That is the wrong interpretation of what is happening.
Okay. Does a 16 beat the Ewok's strength?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Loglet blusters up a bunch of leaves and sends them at the Ewok's face, and your agility is going to be, or your accuracy is going to be impaired on your next attack.
Okay.
And then I believe it is the Ewok's turn.
All right. I'm going to use Pitfall. Special attack reduces targets, all of the target's abilities. So it is going to be my pal's agility, which is 9 plus 1d6, which is a 6, so 15 versus your strength.
And which one, the Loglet or the Bobcat?
Oh, Bobcat?
Okay, yeah, that does beat it. Well, it beats all of its stats, so it takes a minus 1 to all of its attributes. And the Bobcat leaps forward at the Furl and begins to attack with all four claws using kitten mittens, and it attacks for a 13. Does that hit?
Oh, yeah. This okay. thing's got super weak defense.
We don't have any pals, huh?
Hmm?
We don't have any, not pals, pal.
No.
Yeah. Don't have any, so we're just here to kick some ass.
Yep.
All right. It does 3 damage and reduces your defense by 1.
For the battle?
Yeah, until the battle's over, or, you know, you
the bobcat's dead.
So your agility is a 7, so you're going to go next, and then it's going to be the Buzzeel's turn.
Awesome. I'm going to use the char attack against the Loglet for a 13 to hit.
13 hits, yeah.
2 damage is what I rolled.
And that's a fire move, right?
Yeah, it's a 4 damage, right? Okay. Because it's a plant?
Yep.
Burn it.
And that would make it the Buzzeel's turn.
I'm going to just have to go with a shocker attack on the Bubcat. I got a 10 to hit.
10 hits, yeah.
And then that's 2 electrical damage.
Okay, solid. Now it is back to the Loglet's turn. It's going to launch mushroom missiles at the Ewok. Does an 18 beat your defense?
Oh, yes, by more than double.
Okay, it does 8 damage, and you're going to reduce your strength by 1. Y'all are punching up on these ones. These guys are a little bit tougher.
Let's get the big 3. Get the big 2.
Well, luckily it is just the big 2 and not 3, I guess.
3 might have been easier. They were all like level 4s or 2s.
But then would we have gotten a sufficient amount of experience to make us worth prepared it? For the strong boys?
Oh, I fucked up.
You can use your turn by switching them out.
Actually, I'm going to do that.
So it is the Ewok's turn.
Ewok is going to do... I'm not feeling very confident in this.
You can switch out your mons, dude, or your pals.
Yeah. I am. I'm going to take my turn to swap out my pal here. I'm going to take the Ewok out of play and put the Loglet into play.
Okay, and that'll be your turn. And then it will be, well, the Turducken is on the field. Not yet. It's still
your
Furl's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my Furl would be coming back and my Turducken would be going out. So that's my turn.
Okay. So the Bobcat raises its fur up on the back of its neck and shoulders and begins to purr loudly and kind of like goes down into a nice stretch. And then when he comes back out, he looks leaner and meaner than he did before. And it is going to boost its own strength by 1. And now it is, it would have been the Furl's turn. So you're going to switch out to your Turducken on your turn?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And now it's the Buzzeel's turn.
All right, the Buzzeel is going to try and attack the Loglet with the Shocker attack. Does a 10? No.
No, a 10 does not hit.
I should attack the cat.
Womp, 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 womp. Back to the Loglet's turn.
Hey, Maple, what's your Loglet's strongest move?
1d8. Well, yeah, as far as like singular move with no reason other than base damage.
The Loglet lets out several very sharp leaves, and they fly, hitting the Turducken for 4 damage, on the assumption that an 18 hits.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Now it's back to your turn.
My Loglet is going to have some vines that come up to form some compressed leaves that shoot toward the other Loglet.
Okay.
Doing using deconstructed paper cut, which is a plant attack. It would do 14?
A 14 hits, yeah.
Cool. It slid from a 4 to a 1.
Okay, so 1 damage.
Woo.
Woohoo.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Chipping away.
That is the correct term for it. All right. After that, it was your turn originally, or does the Bubcat go before you?
My old thing was 7.
Okay. Yeah. So the Bubcat goes before you. It begins to roll around on the ground, looking extremely overstimulated. And when it comes back up, it looks more mischievous, menacing, and angrier than ever. However, it does not do anything else on its turn. Now it would be the Durdokken's turn.
Yeah, so I'm going to use charge against the leaf, the log.
What's charge do?
Charge special attack reduces target's accuracy.
Okay.
14.
Yeah, that hits. So its accuracy is going to be impaired. And now it is the Buzzeel's turn.
Buzzeel is going to launch an electric attack with the shocker at the cat.
Okay.
For an 11.
An 11 hits.
And that's 6 damage.
All right.
Do I get to explode that and do more damage?
Yes, it's a crit. Yeah, finally, you guys did some good damage.
And a 4 more damage. That's 10 total damage.
Yeah, your shocker hits, and it definitely lights this little bubcat up. And several of his hairs are, like, burning. And it's that very cartoony thing where you see his skeleton for a moment when he gets shocked. Excellent hit by the Buzzeel.
The cat wasn't ready for the shocker.
It wasn't.
And the loglet is going to sprout a bunch of mushrooms, and it aims towards the Turducken. Does a 13 beat the Turducken's defense?
Yeah.
Okay. It only does 2 damage when those mushrooms hit. However, you are going to have your strength reduced by 1 as well. And now it is Maple's loglet's turn.
All right. Loglet is going to use mushroom missiles, or attempt to. That is 17 on the other loglet.
17 definitely hits.
And 1d8. So that'd be a 4 of plant damage plus reduce the target's strength by 1.
All right. A good hit. The loglet is still looking pretty good. The bubcat is not so much. However, it is the bubcat's turn. He's going to leap at the buzz eel with his little kitten mittens ready and tries to attack with all 4 claws. Does a 14 hit.
Yes.
Okay. Because he is overstimulated, he's going to do double damage, so he is going to do 6 damage through his kit mittens. And it is the Turducken's turn.
How bad's the cat?
Looking really pretty bad.
I did 10 on my last turn to it.
Alright, the Turducken's gonna furiously peck the cat. That's a 4 to hit. Oh, well, 10. 10 to hit.
10 hits, yeah.
Ooh, 4. 4. 3.
All right. You do 11 damage, which is critical damage to it. And the bubcat drops his little wizard hat, falls off his head, and then both dematerialize into a strange light.
Oh.
You just watched a bird kill a cat.
Surreal.
And you're each going to gain 11 XP from that one.
Right.
And the loglet is still left.
Winter Duckin just leveled up.
My Buzzeel just leveled up.
Solid. Yeah, it would be the Buzzeel's turn.
All right, well, now that he's a little bit stronger, the Buzzeel's going to attack the loglet. Does a 10 hit?
It does not.
Shucks.
It is the loglet's turn.
Isn't your attack 8?
I rolled a 2.
Okay, does a 17 beat your loglet's defense?
Yes.
Okay, it sends a deconstructed paper cut back your way for 5 plant damage. But then it is your turn.
You want me to boost? Well, if I boost yours, then I'm getting off the field.
Yeah, it's taken a whole turn to boost. Right. What does it boost all? What does your sparkle do?
Boost all abilities, attributes. So it would make you a 9, 7, and...
I am going to use 5. Deconstructed paper clip right back. So that's a 6 that I just rolled. So 18.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Now I'm going to roll another 6 so I can go critical. It hits a 2.
So close. Just sending paper cuts back and forth. Turducken.
I'm going to switch out for my Crick Hopper.
Back to the Crick Hopper.
Wow.
Okay.
There is a reason.
When you take XP next from this, it's going to be split up between the two. Or if this one gets knocked the fuck out, all of that will go towards or whoever you put back on the field.
Turducken. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Okay. So then it is the Buzz Eel's turn.
All right. I'm going to try again. Is it strength 12 or 13?
Right now, its strength is 11.
11. Okay. So I have an 8 strength. I can
okay.
do it.
Okay.
I'm going to try and attack
this.
It.
You got this.
3, 8, 11.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
And 3 damage.
All right.
Let's go, Buzz Eel.
I know it may not feel like you're doing much or hitting much, but I will say that you've done a lot of damage so far in this battle.
And buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz. It feels slow, but that doesn't change the effectiveness. It's working.
Even at a fucking like max roll to hit, my creature can't hit it.
Oh, no. Can't wait to hear what your plan is.
Does an 18 beat your strength?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I thought so. The loglet sends a bunch of leaves your way, blustering them up from the ground. Your accuracy is going to be impaired on your next attack.
Okay.
And then it is the other loglet's turn.
All right. Loglet starts sprouting some mushrooms that start to launch their way over toward the other loglet. 13.
It does beat its defense.
All right.
I think actually your loglet and my loglet will always hit each other because they have
the It same should path. Work that way, yeah. It yes. should. I rolled a 6, but I was supposed to roll a d8. 5.
5.
Not mad at it. That's pretty
still
cool.
respectable damage. So.
And then reduces target strength by 1. Excuse me.
Okay. Possibility to hit is 1.
And it is the Crickhopper's turn.
All right. So I'm going to use the Screech of Dismay. It reduces target's AG by 1.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 5. You win.
Yes, I do. Yes, yes, the loglet does. It is unaffected. And now it is the Buzz Eel's turn.
Okay.
I wish we could have used your squirrel dude to light my log on fire and just roll my log into the other loglet. And
I kind of just want to put like my bug in front of your log so that it just hits the bug rather than the log. Because... literally, even if I roll max, I don't think I hit.
Mm.
I'm going to go with a electric attack.
Okay.
Nice.
Of the shocker on
shocking.
The loglet. And I got a 1 plus an 8, so a 9.
A 9 does not hit.
Darn it. Does my accuracy go back to normal now?
It does, yes. Any accuracy, unless otherwise stated, only affects for one turn.
What's its defense?
12. Does a 16 beat the Crickhopper's defense?
No. No. Yeah. How much damage?
Hold on. It sprouts tiny little mushrooms, which it launches at you for 7 damage.
And the Crickhopper's dead.
Oh, bummer. Loglet is going to attempt to use deconstructed paper cut. Vines start stretching and shooting out leaves that compress. And that would be a 18.
That hits, yep.
And another 6.
All right. Blow that shit up.
And a 2.
So 8 damage overall. This log is looking really pretty run down and beaten. Who are you throwing in next?
Furl.
Okay.
Mr. Squeakers.
Your furl goes in. That's going to be its turn. And now it is up to the Buzz Eel.
All right. Back to normal accuracy here.
Fry that log.
We got a 10 to hit.
10 does not still hit.
I thought your strength was down to a 10.
The strength is a 10. His defense is a 12.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
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 And it is going to send for a 13 deconstructed paper cut at the Buzz Eel.
Oh, boy.
However, it only does 1 damage, but it is a plant versus a water type, right?
Electric water type, yes.
Electric water type. So it's only going to do 2 damage. A very ineffective paper cut. Maple, you're a loglet.
Did you say plant against water?
Yes.
Oh, my chart says strong. Plant is strong against water.
Yes, that's why I did double damage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said half. I was
no, sorry. Nope. If that is what I said, I apologize, but it would do double damage.
I've also just been reading about when damage is halved, so there's a strong chance that my brain just threw that right in there.
End is your turn.
Sick. Could do the same thing. We're going to go for that deconstructed paper cut. 13.
13 hits.
6.
Oh, all right. You blow that shit up too.
2.
8 damage. This log deflates almost and materializes into a light and disappears. And each of you are going to gain 11 XP.
All right.
So would that be 7 to one and 6 to the other?
Sure.
Well, because you said they split, right?
Correct.
5.5 to 1, 5.
We're going to take a quick break to listen to an ad for another show on the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network that you are sure to love.
Hey there, how's it going? I'm Carl, and this is my drive-in movie theater. Been running this place for 10 years now. Business has been really picking up the last 6 months, which is great. The first 9.5 years, though, not so much. Julie! Get Josh on the radio and tell him to pay more attention to trucks! I just saw 3 kids hop out of the trunk of that blue boat of a car over there. I mean, come on, Josh. Remind him what we've talked about, Julie.
Holy biscuits. I wish I had the A-team here tonight, but they're recording a new episode of their podcast, Paramusia Theater, and I can't be mad because it's a good show and those kids deserve to have fun. They work hard. Not like Josh. I gotta keep that kid on the ticket window or he eats all the popcorn. And he thinks I don't know, but I do know. I do know, Josh. He leaves marks everywhere. I can track him with minimal effort. It's why I started putting more butter in the popcorn in the first place. Anyway, you make sure to go listen to Bamnesia Theater, a podcast all about seeing if the movies you remember being your favorite still hold up. I don't want to spoil anything, but the first episode is Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that's a movie that I had never seen before. Didn't even know it was a movie. It's a classic TV show. Why did they want to make it into a movie? All right, I gotta go. Got a business to run. Make sure to listen to Paramnesia Theater, available wherever you can get podcasts. I'm Carl. This is my drive-in movie theater. And remember that every spot is the best in the lot.
Where's everybody at now with their pals levels and stuff? You've got a level 10, so you've got a ways to go.
Yeah, probably. 42.
What level is the Buzzeel?
The Buzzeel is level 4.
All right, solid.
And it has 17 experience to go before it's level 5.
17, wow. Okay.
I don't want to do the Thunderdome again.
You said you don't want to do the Thunderdome? No, I need to heal. Maybe we can look around for items, but I don't know what kind of items we would.
Maples. You're up for whatever we're doing in this area.
I definitely don't want a Thunderdome again. Can I just see if I see any pals or items? I'm looking for items from the top of the Thunderdome. See
okay.
If I see anything in the grass
from the top, I will give you advantage. On your check. So go ahead and roll 2d20.
Nat 20 and an 18.
Fuck yeah.
Do you find something better than...
You do spot something.
You find a gun. It was right there next to the swing set the whole time.
Honestly, if you look at what we just did, we made an animal fighting ring as children and stood above it and watched animals fight to the death.
I mean, there's a huge controversy whether pals are actually animals.
We watched pals.
Yeah.
Fight.
They're not animals. Animals are... Are they even in this world? They
may
not
it's be what in. They like to do. They fight anyway.
I know. That's no, true. I'm just saying. We literally, yo.
They fight in the wild. It's not like we force them. They came over on their own accord. They also
we
fought.
Of course, these ones, but that's different.
What if we sold tickets to like events like that? Like, what if we made this like an event?
You mean you want to get some of the local rapscallions involved in this underground Thunderdome league? First rule of Thunderdome, we don't talk about Thunderdome.
Yeah. We can make a fight club.
We're never leaving Chiliville, which is soon to be Wingville because Chili's going to go out of business.
Talking about fight clubs and all the things you're going to start here, you do spy a couple things in and on the ground that you didn't see before. One is a pair of boxing gloves, and the other is a very handy square belt clip.
So useful.
Wow, what'd you find there, Maple?
What you got?
It looks like I can always hold on to 4 pals now with my new belt clip. It gives me some extra room. And I think I get to teach one of my pals a new move. Super Pal Punch.
Hmm.
Which will change the attack. Well, does it change it? Does this change or does it add on to existing?
So it'll either, if you have four, it will replace one. If you have less than four, then it just gets added on.
Okay, let's see. Loglet has four. Ewok has four. And the Pig Spider has four as well.
Hey, question. What does it do?
The Super Pal Punch is a normal attack. It's 1d8 damage. And it reduces the target's defense by one. And it does a...
Buy that for me for 20 bucks.
You have five of them.
That bouncy ball I found earlier also gives a pal a new ability where it can learn the bouncy ball move, Mega Bounce, where you can bounce way up in the air and then come crashing down on your enemy for 1d6 damage.
And you stay aloft for one turn.
Oh.
Before coming down. So you don't take damage.
That's cool.
While you're up there.
That is very cool.
While Maple is making a decision, what about Poplar and George?
We're just playing around on the playground while he's over doing what he's doing, right?
If you're playing on the playground, make me an observation roll.
10.
Three.
Does anybody have any of their pals out still?
Loglet's out.
The Buzzula's still out.
Okay. Buzzing around. Very strange to see a water creature just buzzing around on the playground. It is staring at the swing set. Longingly.
Oh
yeah, my furl said it wanted to play around, so that would be running around. I would have let it finally get some fun after okay. Coming at chilly.
You're gonna let it play let on it the playground play.
Yeah,
okay. Your furl gains 10 XP.
What, because I was nice to it?
Bring the buzz eel over towards the swing set.
Do you put it on a swing?
I'm going to put it on a swing.
Okay. It planks pretty much when it's on there, and you send it swinging. And it has a look of utter jubilation on its face as it, too, gains 10 XP.
Woo-woo.
I have Loglet. This is obviously not going to work. Breaks the swing.
What about your...
I mean, you could try, but...
That'd be funny.
Give me an observation roll, actually. Let me see something.
14.
You notice that there's two... peculiar holes on Loglet, and it's both of them are pointed towards the spinny merry-go-round thing, although it does not have eyes, so you're not entirely sure, you know, if it's actually looking at it or if you're just anthropopalphizing this.
Loglet, do you want to go play on the playground somewhere?
It does a full barrel roll.
Well, I'll follow you, lead the way.
And it rolls over to the merry-go-round.
All right, and from here, it's up to you, because you are way bigger than me.
It, like, hobbles one end up and then, like, hops the other one over, and it just sits in the middle of the merry-go-round.
Nice. Let me give this a spin for you.
As you spin it, it looks happier than you've ever seen this Loglet, and it, too, gains 10 XP.
Right on.
Bro, I don't know if I'm going to use the punching gloves, because, like, I was thinking about throwing them on the turducken.
It's a tough one. Well, you can throw it on the squirrel.
Yeah, the squirrel already has claws, though. So it's the same damage.
I have four on every one of them. Yeah. So I don't see any that I really want to replace, which is why I'm kind of willing to pass on the boxing gloves to someone else. The squirrel's only got three. Throw it on there. It's a free potential 8 damage. It's normal damage is what's your squirrel?
Fire and normal.
Yeah, fits in pretty well. See, I was thinking about throwing it on, like,
you should do it.
Loglet or something random that didn't have normal attacks, just to, like...
Well, I was thinking about throwing it on my turducken, because the turducken's only got a peck attack, which is a 1d4, and I was like, oh, more damage, but then it's like, that's got 20 uses, this has only got 5, and then it's like, looks like that's going to be nothing but a support character.
Yeah, it's hard to get rid of any of those high number attacks. We all going to go to the PAL Center and heal now?
George and Poplar still have a turn. As you search for...
Oh, right,
for
right, pals, right.
So you guys can still do.
Still look for items? Or... Yeah, sure, I'll look for some more items. I mean, I guess I could fight more pals and get some more experience, but this one could level up, but it's...
That's true, I
pretty
forgot.
Hurt.
We could do the experience.
You know what? I'm going to use a sports drink.
Oh, God.
I can use items because we're at combat, right? Okay, yep. So I'm going to use a sports drink to bring my Buzz Eel back up to full health.
Okay.
Of 12. And I'm going to teach it the bouncy ball move, Mega Bounce.
The Buzz Eel's going to make a bounce?
The Buzz Eel's going to make a bounce.
Fuck yeah, I want to see that.
All right.
I want to see that.
All right. So, what are you two doing?
I'm going to look for a fight.
Look for a fight? So, are you looking for a pal?
I'm looking for a pal, yes.
All right.
Do we have two more turns to do stuff or just one? Like, is this my last one?
So, this would be your last one because we counted Thunderdome as one turn for everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So, then I am going to, look around for a pal. I got a 5.
Okay. Are you looking from the top of... Sorry. Are you looking from the top of the... No, you were playing. Never mind.
I was playing on the swings, yes. I was looking from the top, the apex of the swing set.
I was going to use that word.
Okay, if you're looking from the apex of the swing set, go ahead and give me a roll of advantage.
18.
All right, solid.
That's what you get for being an apex predator.
Poplar, do you want to say what you're doing now, too?
I was actually going to see if there's any people around, like rather than just a wild pal.
Okay.
There might. No, two.
So anytime you fail a check to look around in the playground, actually, you do find a trainer. So we'll resolve George's thing first. You're rolled an 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you found a pal. I got jumped by some random person on the fucking playground.
Pretty much.
And I found self-defense weapon.
And you found a pair of boxing gloves.
Did you use them? Are you gonna use them? If not, I'll take them back.
Yeah, you can keep them for now.
All right. A wild spiglet appears in front of you, George, and it is actually a level 8.
Oh, shit.
What is the Buzz Eel's agility?
4. I've not been putting any points in agility.
All right, so you and I are actually going to have to roll to determine who is going first.
2.
All right, the spiglet got an 11, so it is going to go first. It begins to formulate this mucousy web out of its asshole, ass end, and it shoots it at your Buzz Eel.
It had too much Pepto-Bismol.
I'm wondering why they're pink. Is it like bacon string?
Oh, it's all the Pepto-Bismol.
Does an 8 beat your strength?
An 8 is my strength, so...
Did
roll goes to the attacker.
Yes.
I thought it went to the...
It always goes to the player.
Yeah, right. The Buzz Eel gets smacked with some of this pig web, and it wraps around, and it is going to decrease your agility by half, rounding down. Remember, you can always call for help as well, if you want it. But it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to do a mega bounce.
All right.
Does a 9 hit?
It does.
Okay.
So you'll hit on your next turn. Mm-hmm. So for the Spiglet's next turn, you are essentially gone. Mm-hmm.
So I come down for 4 damage.
All right. A solid hit. The Spiglet is then going to try to do the same thing that you did in a different way. Does a 9 hit?
Yes.
The Spiglet goes under ground cover and completely covers itself in some foliage nearby, making it invisible, and on its next turn it is going to spring out and attack, but for its current turn it cannot be attacked as you don't know where it is.
Hey guys, I'm in a fight over here. Do you want to come help
stop on
this pig spider?
I'll be right there.
Wait a minute. Can I use the mega bounce and fly away when he's not here and then come back and hit him when he comes out of his hole?
Absolutely. That's a classic fly versus dig scenario.
I'm totally doing that. Sorry, I didn't even think.
That's all right.
13.
That definitely hits. So your Buzzy rolls itself into a ball and bounces up high into the sky. And when the Spiglet jumps out to attack, there is nothing there.
Just then, the Buzz Eel comes flying back down from the sky for 4 damage.
All right, another fucking good hit. The Spiglet gathers up a ton of pig web at its rear end and shoots it your way, or the Buzz Eel's way. Does a 6 beat your strength?
No.
It sends a globby mess of pig web flying straight past your Buzz Eel.
Oh, that was close.
And it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to use the electrical attack shocker. I have an 11 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, it's a 6. Critical. Oh, that's a
crit. All right.
It's 9 damage.
You hit this spiglet with the shocker, and its 8 legs go out to the sides in electrical bolts, and it drops to the ground and fades away. And you are going to take 12 XP.
Nice. Now I'm level 5.
All right, and then that leaves Poplar. Go ahead and roll me a d6, my friend. Let's find out who you find in the tall grass.
6.
Fucking A. That's awesome. You hear, and you wonder how you didn't see them or see him before, a very tall person in a trench coat come walking your way. And as they're walking towards you, all you hear is, whoa, whoa, as like their bottom half and their top half seem to be disjointed. And then wandering up to you is 3 kids that are clearly stacked on top of each other in a trench coat.
3 children in a trench coat?
3 children in a trench coat.
My furl's already out and running around, so.
They throw their pal out as well. And hitting the ground in front of you is a lavamander, a very large lavamander. And you would know that this is the same creature that works at Pigs or at Wings Pop. This is not the same one, but this is the same type of pal as the one that is the head chef over at Wings Pop. And it lets out a large fireball into the air as it hits the ground.
I should have fucking kept those boxing gloves.
Should we run over to help?
I got this.
Someone should run.
I should. I'm going to fight it. If I need to call for help, I'll yell for help.
I'll be around.
If we all fight, do we all get the same amount of experience since it's trainer?
That's the way we've been doing it, so.
Yeah, we should help.
What's the agility?
12.
Here, I'm going to see if
You would go first.
He wants to go first?
No, you would go first. Yeah, and then I'm going to scream for help, and then I'm going to scream stranger danger for these two to fucking run over.
Okay.
I think my fucking girl...
Please yell those exact words.
Stranger danger!
I ain't an adult! I am an adult. Fuck.
You can always need an adult, even if you are an adult. Like a dentist, mechanic... 2 situations that I know of where I hope they're an adult.
Barber.
It'd be preferred.
You don't need a haircut.
Yeah. It'd be preferred if it was an adult.
I don't know. Hayden cut my hair.
Just going to say, a kid can give a haircut doesn't mean it's going to be a good one. Like,
yeah.
I was just thinking about scissors near my ears.
Why the hell would you give a child scissors next to your face?
Exactly. I don't think it should be a child. It should be an adult.
This lavamander... The fire around its toes flares up, and it has like steam geysers that begin to spray steam into the air before those flare up as well. And it looks like it pumps itself up as this red energy kind of flows into it, and all the fires around it grow, and it becomes a deep shade of red. And you can even see, you know how like sometimes in movies when like a dragon's about to spit its fire, like the stomach area or the throat kind of glows red? That is what this thing is doing. But it is your turn.
Hey, guys. Stranger danger. Help. He's got fire.
Free candy. I'm definitely going over there.
Son of a bitch. I forgot we told him that.
Candy.
I need an adult. I'm an adult.
All right. Who are the two of you throwing into the fight?
Seahorn.
All right.
Back in action. Because the buzz eel doesn't know anyone.
Well, I'm definitely not throwing. I'm going to throw out Ewok.
Okay.
You're going to throw it out your frog?
Frog is just for show.
The frog is there to take a hit.
All right. Does the Ewok or the Seahorn have higher agility?
I think the Ewok has higher. I have 7.
Agility? Yeah, 9.
I have 10. So that would be. Okay. It would be that thing, right?
The Lava Mander is going to go first, always, and then you're going to go second, and then Maple's going to go third, and then George. Fuck. George is going to go fourth. So, going third is the Ewok.
All right. So, just come right in attacking. That's totally cool. Yeah. I'm gonna do a. I'm gonna try to do a spark attack. So that would be a 15.
That hits, yeah.
Awesome. And then 1d4 damage. That's a 4.
Nice, that blows up.
To a 3. 7 total. I'm very stoked to have done 7 damage with a d4 roll.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome.
It's electric damage. I'm assuming that does nothing to...
Nothing additional, no. Yeah. This is a pure fire type. All right, Seahorn.
The Seahorn is going to use its special attack, Ice Cube. So that's 13 against your strength.
Yep, that hits.
Nice.
Okay. So minus 1 defense.
What's everybody's HP at?
19.
8.
Technically, I came in at 11. I was already almost half down from the previous battle.
Okay. The Lavamander rears up and opens its large toothy maw, and you see a giant fireball form at the end of its snout, and it shoots it out, and it does...
Yes? Mm.
It does 15 damage to the Ewok.
Ewok fireball. Is gone.
Ewok is knocked out, so you can throw your next one out on your next turn.
All right.
And I think then it makes it the Furl's turn. Yes.
I'm going to have the Furl do...
What's its strength?
Its strength is 10.
Oh. So I'm going to do the Distracting Tail against it, which is a special. It would reduce its... I'm going to reduce its strength by 1 if it works. Fuck. I did an 8.
An 8 versus my strength? Yeah, that doesn't hit. That would be Maple's turn to throw out their next pal, if they wish.
I'm going
to
throw out my my Spiglet.
All right. Your level 6 one?
Level 6 Spiglet.
Sick. Mm-hmm. And then it would be George's turn with your Seahorn.
All right. The Seahorn is going to make a squirt attack.
Squirt all over it.
So that's a 4 on the dice, plus 9 for my strength for 13.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, we got 1d4 water damage.
All right, it'll be doubled.
Oh, that's a 1. Oh,
but man.
Still 2 damage.
Rough, okay. You get, you know, some water on it, but this Lavamander is so hot right now, it like boils it into steam really pretty quickly.
Darn it.
And does a 15 beat the Seahorn's strength?
No. It does.
Okay, it pours steam out of these holes on its back, kind of filling the entire area. It seems to affect the Seahorn more than anything, and you're going to decrease all your attributes by 1.
Really?
Really, really.
What's that thing's defense again?
Now it's 9, and it's the Furl's turn.
Mayhem Claws. That automatically hit, because I'm a 10 attack.
Oh, yeah, that would hit.
Right? Yeah. You don't want me to roll the D6.
I mean, it doesn't make any difference, so...
That's funny. Fucking... Oh, wait. D8, not D4.
Big difference there.
Yeah. 2!
All right.
So much power.
That's something.
That's what I did last turn, too.
I was hoping for, like, an 8, and then, like, another 8, and then, like...
All right, Spiglet. Let's see it.
All right. Spiglet.
Poop on it.
It's gonna start... You see its abdomen start pulsating as it squirts out more pig web than you have seen yet come out of the back end of one of these spiglets for the more pig web special attack. So special attack would be D6 plus agility. Agility is 2 plus 6, so 8.
Versus my strength, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's not going to work.
Nope, it does not. It is not effective. The pig web hits the Lavamander and it just immediately melts.
Oh, none of these are going to work. Does it smell like bacon?
The pig web does eerily smell like some bacon too, yes.
I'm just wondering why it's pink. Like, I'm really wondering why the webbing is pink.
It feeds on cotton candy.
And dreams.
It eats plankton, like a flamingo.
Is that why flamingos are pink?
Pretty they eat sure. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shit.
Close. Giant plankton, you know.
Yes.
But it's a how would a spider eat a shrimp?
Probably its mouth.
All right. Seahorn.
All right. the Seahorn, feeling unhappy about what just happened to it. It's gonna come back for another squirt attack.
God dang it.
So that's an 11. That hits, yeah.
Okay.
4.
All right, that blows up.
6.
So 6 and then times 2 because it's a water attack, right?
Yes.
All right. So that does 12 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good hit.
Get it.
Squirt, squirt.
Does the... You said it was a trench coat. 3 kids in a trench coat?
Yes, correct.
Like kids, kids? Like
they're not 9, so they're still kids.
Can I leave the battle and then just push them over physically outside of...
Oh, dude, I'm kicking their ass the second we're done with this battle. Oh wait, that's child abuse.
It's
because we're adults. Yeah.
But we could pretend to be a child, the 3 of us, in one trench coat.
You could.
I'm just a little boy. Whoa!
Does a 14 beat your defense on the furl?
14 like triples it. This thing's got such low defense.
Okay. The Lavamander lurches forward and scratches you with its flaming claws. However, it only does 2 damage because you are also a fire type and it doesn't dig in that hard.
Yes!
And it is the furl's turn.
It's gonna scratch back with its own claws. For 1 damage.
Are you sure you hit? Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, auto hits.
Yes.
It's nice about the fucking strength, but it has no defense.
Okay, Spiglet.
All right, Spiglet is going to try Poison Strike. So its little mandibles get all wild and start doing some excretions, and then it takes its little pig hooves on the end of its 8 little feet and wipes them in the poison on its mandibles and then strikes with a 8?
An 8 just misses.
Mm.
Good try though, Spiglet. Seahorn.
Alright. The Seahorn is going to come back around and try to have another successful squirt attack. Got a 11.
That hits, yeah.
Alright. And rolled a 2. So 4 damage.
4 damage.
The water attack.
Okay. Yes, this Lavamander is looking really pretty rough. It rears up on its back legs again, and you see this giant like fireball reach into its stomach and come out of its mouth, and it hits you for 9 fire damage. And it does ignore type disadvantages. So even though you are water, you're still going to take 9. And I missed something earlier. This thing's first attack, it used Flare Up, and that was supposed to do 3 times the damage.
You whacked this Wookiee.
Yes, so it should have actually hit you for 40-something damage.
That's fine, it died. I mean, it went to sleep either way.
Yeah.
You swacked that thing.
All right, Furl. Are we going to take it out? What's going to happen?
Claws!
6. 6 damage?
Yeah.
And that blows up, doesn't it?
No, it's an 8.
Oh.
I wish.
Well, either way, that is enough, and this Lavamander lets its last fire flaming shit out of its body and goes back into its pal trap. And as soon as it does, the 3 boys hop off each other's shoulders and scatter into the tall grass.
Get back here. We have some stern things to say to you, you young children.
Each of you take 16 XP.
Is there anything in the pockets of that coat?
The coat does go trailing behind the tallest one.
Bastard.
Can I have the furl char, like, at the children for a 6 to attack?
You can, and in doing so, they each drop 1d100's worth of cash. So you guys can roll that and add that to your...
Nice. Get the money.
Hey, so, question. The pig spider thing.
Spiglet.
Spiglet. I haven't seen the illustration. Does it have spider feet or pig hoofs on spider legs?
Technically, it's just 8 rather basic appendages, but I thought it would be really cool to have little pig feet on the bottom of the spider legs.
That's how I imagined it, certainly.
So you see an 8-legged pig track.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was really thinking more about the ability to tap dance.
Oh, dude, I bet you it could river dance like a mother.
Mm-hmm. Now we're on the same page.
I was picturing, like, gross, like, hairy spider legs, though.
I didn't think about the hair aspect, but yeah, it probably has all those little feelers on there that are rather...
He said it had, like, a... It has a pink dot, like, so it's like Black Widow pink. Like it's like a Black Widow overall and pink.
I just described it how it came up into my mind.
Ah.
Black and pink.
Black and pink. Yeah, so
the real trick is that once you see the photo, you just kind of try to fill in some blanks. That makes it easiest for you to.
Probably filling in the blank. That's why I wanted to make sure like my blank was filled.
All right, and that's where we're going to end the session for today. So until next time, we'll
see you next Tuesday.
Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Climb to the top of the...
What the hell would you even call it? Jungle Gym?
Thunderdome.
Is that a Thunderdome Jungle Gym?
Yeah, I'm a 9-year-old adult. I call it the Thunderdome.
I thought Spider Pig.
It definitely is the Spider Pig, yeah.
No, like from the Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
The Simpsons.
Yes, Spider Pig. That is why this came to be. But I was thinking more like Frank Reynolds when he plays Man Spider. So I was like, this is like Pig Spider.
Now it has 3 agility.
Nope, that was...
On mine, it's like a fucked up looking colon.
An electric... That's so stupid. It's not going to do nothing.